Unit 3, page 27. Listening, exercise 1. Speaker 1.
It was Saturday and we were at home. I was with my brother in the living room. It was a really hot, sunny day and we were talking about the weather. My brother looked out of the window and said, "It is lovely weather, but I really want it to rain." Suddenly, as he was talking, the sky went black and, you won't believe this, it started to rain. My brother just laughed, but I was a bit scared, to be honest. No one can change the weather, can they?
Speaker 2.
There's a guy called Tom who lives next door to us. He's about 20 years old and he thinks he's really cool. You know, he always wears really cool clothes and has the latest mobile phone, that kind of thing. Anyway, one day he bought a new motorbike. It was really big and powerful, bright red. So he was riding his wonderful new bike around the streets where we live when my mum saw him. She was shopping or something. Anyway, he was riding down the road when the traffic light suddenly turned red. He stopped the bike and smiled at my mum, but he forgot to put his feet down on the ground and the bike fell over. His face went bright red. As red as his bike, my mum said.
Speaker 3.
This happened to me last week and I still don't understand it. I went to school and I put my mobile phone in my bag as usual. I remember sending a text message to my friend Julie in the morning, so I'm sure I had it. Then, at lunchtime, I couldn't find it anywhere. It wasn't in my bag, it wasn't in my pockets, nowhere. I was really worried. When I got home, I told my mum that I'd lost my phone. She said, "No, it's upstairs in your room." And it was. But do you know the really, really weird thing? I checked the phone and there was my message to Julie.
Speaker 4.
3 or 4 years ago, I really wanted a dog. Every day I asked my mum and dad for a dog for my birthday, and every day they just smiled and said, "Wait and see." So, on the morning of my birthday, I ran downstairs to get my presents. My parents told me to wait in the kitchen. While I was waiting, I heard a dog bark. I was so excited. "I've got a dog," I thought. "I've got a dog." Anyway, so after a few minutes, they call me into the living room, and there's Mr. Parker from across the street with his dog. "Mr. Parker's here to wish you happy birthday," they said. He gave me a pen for my birthday. My parents gave me a watch. It was nice, but it wasn't a dog. I wasn't very happy at all.
Speaker 5.
A couple of days ago, Sally, who's in my class at school, was telling a story about Mr. Thompson, our history teacher. While she was talking, Mr. Thompson walked into the room, but Sally didn't realise, and we didn't tell her. He was standing right behind her while she was talking about him. We were all laughing, of course, but she thought we were laughing at her story. When she finished the story, Mr. Thompson said, "Are you sure that's a true story, Sally?" Sally ran out of the room and we all fell on the floor laughing.
Speaker 6.
Jessica was my best friend. We did everything together. We sat next to each other at school. We played together at the weekend. Our families even went on holiday together. We both loved the same music and always laughed at each other's jokes. She was great. Then one day she came to my house and she was crying. She said, "I've come to say goodbye. My dad's got a new job and we're leaving. Tomorrow." It was terrible. I never saw her again. I sent her a few emails, but she never replied. I don't know what happened to her.